Hello and welcome to the 13th Manx Footy Pod of the 2019-20 season. Today, myself and Dave.
Hi, everyone.
Are joined by the one, the only, Adrian Rashid. Adrian, thanks for joining us today on our festive special. How's business, I suppose, is the first question.
Yeah, very good, thanks. I've just flown in from business, actually. I was in Yemen yesterday.
And now
I'm back. I can't really go into much detail.
I suppose January transfer window's only just round the corner. You must be a busy man at this time of year.
Yeah, and with our transfer window closing here, very busy as well. So
We've all been talking about the big move up north last week, which was Darren Hudgen. We talked about it in last week's podcast. Did you have a hand in that one?
Yeah, I got him the move from St Mary's, but it was also to keep his dad quiet because I think his dad was giving a little bit of jeer towards him. So, but yeah, he played against Air United.
Right.
He came off the bench and he did all right. And I also played in a hand in the Callum Sherry moving from Ufi to Royals.
Did you have a hand in a move from St Mary's to Ramsey and then from Ramsey to St Mary's as well?
Yeah, every transfer on the arm I'm basically involved in. So.
Yeah, but
earning your fees, aren't you?
Yes.
Dave, you're back. You, of course, missed last week's Air special.
I did. I was disappointed. I felt sorry for missing it, but you did a great job, Andy. Well done.
You still did Combi Corner and Dave Reads the Weather from your deathbed.
Yeah, I was sounding a bit croaky, but I was dosed up to the eyeball, so it probably made more sense than usual. So.
Right, before we get into the quiz... Rishi, you've come in bearing gifts of an amazing festive quiz you've knocked together, haven't you?
Yes.
What have we got to look? This is sort of, you're testing mine and Dave's limited knowledge of Manx.
Yeah, there's only going to be one winner in this.
What rounds have we got to look forward to?
So we've got five rounds today. I'll introduce each round at the start. I won't give too much away.
Okay.
It'll be a nice surprise for each, for all the listeners.
Yes.
I'll do a quick summary of each round at the start, but I've already briefed you guys beforehand, yeah, so you're a little bit aware.
I'm very excited. Right, before we get into the quiz, as usual, it's biscuits. Now, I said today, before I went over the garage, there isn't really a festive biscuit, isn't there?
No.
Now, you get biscuit boxes, don't you?
You
which is like a variety of all sorts of manner of shortbread and chocolate and cookies and whatever. But there isn't what you'd say, that's a Christmas biscuit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's a gap in the market. What do you think, Agent?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah. I think you see some of them, you know, the celebrations sort of come out around Christmas.
It's not a biscuit.
No, I know, but I'm thinking more, is there a biscuit equivalent? You might say shortbread, but you can get shortbread all year round.
I'm looking forward to McRashid's range coming out next year.
I think it might be a truffle.
Classic. Right, so I went for hobnobs.
Classic.
Well, you know, I don't know why, because I thought, this was my logic, you hobnob a lot at Christmas.
Or hobnobby holder, or, you know.
Adrian, would you like a hobnob?
Yes.
Don't be put off by the fact they're open. I had a couple just to taste them, all right.
Yeah, and
I don't like hobnobs.
Okay, thanks. But you've got your yeah, glass
to,
of milk.
Well. To go with my hobnobs, I bought a Yuzu vanilla, which is very very retro.
It is.
Only £1 at the moment, and that's what sort of drew my eye to it. Right, without further ado, this is probably going to go down in the Manx Football Podcast history. It's time for the first ever, and hopefully annual, Agent Rashid Christmas quiz. Over to you, Agent.
Okay, welcome. Thanks for joining me today.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to start off by a round one called Manx Football University Challenge.
Right.
So it's very much similar to University Challenge, where you get a starter question and three preceding questions based off whoever gets that right.
Is there a music round? Are you going to sing for us?
There'll be no singing from me today. Basically, if you buzz in before... this end of the start question, you get it wrong, you will lose a mark.
Should we test our buzzers at this point?
Yeah, so I think, right, we'll go with Dave's buzzer. This is your, if you hear this, this is what you'll be answering.
That was clever, Dave. Go try again.
There we go. I'm just going to caveat something right now. So Dave's buzzer is a cough, but if you cough normally... I will not count that as a buzzer.
Oh, this isn't fair.
Right, and Andy's buzzer.
It's the biscuits.
Oh, I might put that as me message tone from now on.
I have an extended version of that. I can share that somewhere in between this podcast.
Right.
So without further ado, I think we'll make a start. So please be ready. This is the first question. I haven't got any University Challenge music for you. Okay, so.
Well, we don't worry, Paxman. It's fine.
I don't want any copyright infringement. Yeah. Okay, first question. Start off with one. In 1996, D&D was formed by Paul Parker. However, Douglas and District was not the club's original name, changing it from 2002 to... Andy?
Barclays.
Barclays FC is the correct answer. Okay, we've got three questions. All on Manx footballing firsts.
Dave Matson will be happy with that first question.
Yeah. D&D's first victory came in 1997 in the FA Cup versus who?
Derby.
Incorrect. St. John's. Mike Cameron bagged the hattie that day in a 4-1 win.
Stats. Knowledge.
Question two. Who were the first club on the island to have floodlights installed in 1972?
Good question. I'm going to go for Russian.
Incorrect. It was Air United. I think this is probably down to the lack of sunlight up north, perhaps.
Are they still up there now?
They are, but they're dire. I think they just light the village sometimes, to be honest.
Okay. I had visions of a more of a Bag of Ants vibe about Air. Yeah. Floodlights, yeah.
Yeah, 1972, which is well ahead of the curve, I would have to say.
Yeah, no wonder they had to build an extra power station.
Final question of your Manx footballing first is who won the first ever league title?
Oh God. This
I thought this would be the easiest question.
Yeah, you think I'd know this, wouldn't you? Is it? I know you can't give me clues, can you? I'm going to go for
Ramsey.
It's Peel.
Oh, I knew it was between them two.
Okay.
Not a blazing start there, Dave.
Well, you're better than me, mate, so don't worry.
Second question. Fingers on buzzers.
Fingers on buzzers.
I'm also not going to do that thing where you buzz in and then it goes to that person and you're like, Andy Dalrymple!
We can add that in later.
Yeah, we should have had Watty in doing that, yeah.
Okay. The Ironman FA have won the FA Interleague Cup on two occasions, but can you tell me the side they lost to in the 2011-12 campaign? Andy? Oh, you're too late with the cough, unfortunately.
Jersey.
Jersey is correct.
I was there.
There you go.
Painful memories.
Bit of advantage. Mm. Okay, so three questions on Manx football losses. Which team lost the 2017-18 Hospital Cup final?
Aussie Cup.
I don't need to go all Paxman on you, but I'm going to have to press.
Yeah, that would have been, I think it was St George's Corinthians in the final, and I'm going to go with St George's.
It's Corinthians.
Oh, because they played each other twice
in 4 days, yeah.
As at the 14th of December, which team has lost the most league games this season? You must specify between first team or combi.
So it's out of all four senior divisions?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Governors Athletic Combi.
It's Governors Athletic first
team. Oh.
12 games they've lost so far this season. But I have to say, they have a disadvantage that they played all their games up to this point.
Yeah.
Final question of this three. The infamous Paul Hatton was caught on camera losing what?
Oh. His hat.
His hat is correct.
Yes. What that amazing clip. That's one of my moments of 2019. Yeah. This year or was it last year? Might have been last year.
I think it might have been last year now.
We've relived it that many times. Yeah. To give you the present. Right. Fingers on buzzers. Dave, I need you to come on.
I know, but you know, I can't challenge Al. It's too good.
Right. The podcast has now surpassed 100 episodes. But can you tell me which football season contain the most episodes?
Ooh.
2017-18.
That's correct. 33 episodes. Always getting into it.
The fist bump. So like a young Goran Ivanisevic.
It was a complete guess, but hey.
Just so where we can be alright with this. So 16-17 had 31 episodes.
Ooh.
And 18-19 had 26 episodes.
Oh, that was a bad year.
It was. I must have been ill for half
of it. You were ill for all of them.
Okay. Right. Three questions on podcast quotes. Right.
Oh, sugar.
I have managed to get three clips on this.
So this is amazing.
This is all for you, right? Okay. So this is voice clip one. You need to tell me what Andy thinks is unbelievable. Sorry, a bit of a...
That is unbelievable.
Oh.
That is unbelievable.
I honestly, I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm having traumatic flashbacks at this point. I do remember this podcast very vividly. Dave's coughing, that would make give you a clue as well.
Oh, yeah.
Narrow it down.
I honestly don't know, sorry. I haven't got an answer.
Can I answer for you?
Yeah.
It was the infamous road trip to the Trafalgar pub, and it was Harry Weatherall's.
Of course, of course.
Yeah,
Harry's farting on demand.
Yes. Oh, I should have had that.
Unlucky. Right, next quote. Okay, you need to tell me who is positively glowing.
He is positively glowing. Isn't
he is. Yeah, it's not.
He is positively glowing.
Yes, yeah,
that's a good one. Have you had anyone that's been in pregnant?
Apart from me right now, who is positively glowing?
God, I don't know. I'm going to go with one of our esteemed colleagues and just say Hattie, but I really don't know.
It's Ryan Burns.
Ryan Burns!
I think it was after one of my questions you asked about his fake tan.
Nice. Great question.
I saw Ryan the other day at, I think at the bowl, he was wearing a lovely snood.
Mm.
Not playing, just, yeah, it was, and it was like, the size, it was huge.
He's probably still suspended, so.
Right, last voice clip for you.
Oh, dear.
Chris Bass is the only one in the family that likes what?
I had to trade him. I'm the only one in the family. I had to trade him. I'm the only one in the family.
Now, I think this was another Agent Rashid question, wasn't it? Dave, come on, Dave. I remember the very good podcast, that one.
Yeah. Will it be a sort of biscuit? Is it like a particular confectionery item that he likes? I can't remember what we had. I'll go for Tunnock's tea cakes, but I don't know.
He's the only one in the family that likes sprouts.
Yes! Of course it was. I don't think it was even a Christmas episode, that one.
It was referring to that Nick Bass doesn't get as many roasties.
Oh, of course.
As
of course.
Chris Bass Jr.
Oh, I had a shocker in that round, it's safe to say.
Yeah.
Great questions, though. Great quote.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Two more starter questions left, so, right, fingers on buzzers. Back in 2011, a video was published of a halftime team talk by former podcast guest Dicko. St. George's were 2-1 down at halftime, but can you tell me the score they went on to win?
The Biscuits.
4-2.
That's incorrect. Oh. I'll pass it over.
I'll buzz in just for the hell of it. I'll go for 5-3.
Unfortunate, guys, it's 4-3.
Oh.
They were versus Ramsey and they were down to 10 men. So they ended up going to win, but just a little fact here for you. The video now has an excess of 188,000
wow.
views.
Wow. That's incredible. And it was Junior Cup, was it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got some alternative starter questions because I had a figure. You might get some wrong. Right, okay, so we'll go for this one. Right. Laxey AFC are nicknamed the Miners.
Oh, I didn't mean to press it, but I'm going to have to go for it now. 1886.
It's incorrect, and you lose a mark, unfortunately.
I'm hoping I'll
finish the question. Yeah. Laxey AFC are nicknamed the Miners. Can you tell me the other team that share this nickname?
Foxdale.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I nearly buzzed in with that. Yeah, actually, I was thinking about it, but. Yeah.
Okay, we've got three questions on famous quotes. Tell me who said the following. I see Sean Quay made team of the week. Well, that's a joke. He didn't do anything. He just stood around picking his nose.
Who doesn't like Sean Quay?
I've got this. Come on, Dave. Think.
Well, would it be one of his defensive rivals, or... I don't know.
I think you're thinking about it too much.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's go for... I don't know.
We'll have to press you for
a
question.
Yeah, I don't know, sorry. I'll have to pack.
Can I answer?
Yeah.
It was Gav Gorn. They'd hammered Douglas Royal 25-1 or something like that.
24-0.
And Gav wasn't... A big fan of Sean Mean Slater, even though he did keep a clean sheet.
Okay, second question. When this referee was confronted about being more consistent, he replied with, "You be a bit more consistent and score some goals."
Ooh.
Good one.
It sounds like something like Tommy Crowe would say, but I'm going to go with John McCallum.
It's Peter Lewis.
Of course it is.
It was a Paul Henry semi-final between Royals and Ayr. Okay, last famous quote. I may be Italian, but I'm not Julius Caesar, so no knives in my back, please.
Ooh. Ooh, that is a good one. I don't know that one.
I think this is quite hard.
Yeah. Dave's desperately thinking of players with Italian heritage in the ranks football leagues.
Yeah, gosh, who could it be?
Gonna have to push it for a
question. I don't know many. I'm gonna go Dario Palato. I don't know.
It was Toto Mazzoni.
Oh.
This was regarding a disagreement between Ramsey AFC and the referees committee.
Oh dear.
Okay, great. Last starter question.
Okay, hands on buzzers.
I was recently snubbed as a guest of honour at the Ironman Sports Awards, but can you tell me who was meant to attend but was subsequently replaced by Sally Gunnell?
Greg Rutherford.
Damn it.
Correct.
Should have got you in.
Yeah.
Right, three questions on guests. Which club has not yet made an official appearance on the podcast?
Oh, that's a very... I don't know. I thought we'd had them all in. You're going to have to press me. Did you know, Dave?
I have a guess, but I'm not sure.
Dave's our booker, usually, you see. So I would suggest it might be... I really don't know.
I would have gone for Govs. Govs are like.
We have had Govs in, Tony Sewell and Matty Mosley.
Yeah. I've got it down as Air United.
They're in last week?
Last week.
But that's when I wrote the questions before. But I did say possibly Jim's.
No, Jim's. I don't think we've had Jim's. Do we have Tony Sewell in one of
those? That's
what
I was wondering. He came on, I didn't know who he was.
He came in walking football. But I think it might have coincided. Yeah, so Jim's would be
good.
So I had a backup answer for that. Air United coming in the week before my quiz. I tell you what, Nick White. Right, second question. Who is the podcast's most popular guest?
Oh, Paul Jones.
Yeah, it must be.
Correct. I think I've got him down as 6 times as an official guest, but he's also appeared in like
interviews.
Yeah. Correct.
The go-to man.
He is.
And he speaks very eloquently.
Yeah.
So
far better than us two, yeah.
Right. Which guest appeared on the longest ever episode?
Tony Meppen.
That's incorrect.
Oh, who was it?
Wait, I'm questioning myself now. I'm pretty sure...
Yeah.
It's all boys, Dewey, Tommy Miller and James McStay.
Yeah, it was a long one.
Yeah.
104 minutes.
Wow, yeah, the fair point. Impressive. Yeah, I think Tony's of the week was about 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had them all written down. I was kind of counting them up. Right.
Tommy likes to talk, doesn't he? Yeah.
You will no longer need your buzzers, you'll be happy
buzzers,
to say.
Buzzers away.
I was quite happy with mine, I was going to play it.
Right, round two. This is called starting 11. Taking in turns, I want you to name the starting 11s for both teams. If they were a sub, I will accept it in that list. You're going to keep going until someone gets it wrong. But if you get it wrong, you get one life, so therefore it's until someone gets two wrong. We've got three of these. Hopefully this will go quite quick. I'm going to start with a fairly easy one, which is the FA Cup final in 2018-19. The games, the match played was Peel versus St Mary's. So, seeing as Andy won the last starter question, I'm going to give Dave the starter of this.
Go on then.
So,
does it matter which side?
No,
you just have to tell me a name.
I'll go for Owen Dawson.
Is he right?
He's right.
I'm going to go for Lee Gale.
Okay.
Hang on.
That's incorrect.
Oh! So does that might go again?
No, this is back to Dave now.
Jack McVay.
Did you cover this game?
Yeah, I did.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Jack McVay is correct for St Mary's.
Frank Jones.
Frank Jones is correct.
Carl Clark.
Carl Clark is correct.
Dave, fine idea. I'm going to go for Reece Oates.
Correct. He scored in extra time.
Connor Birch.
Correct.
Daniel Bell.
Correct. Scored the last goal in extra time.
This is so good.
Matty Woods.
The versatile.
He played.
Of course he did. Sean Kelly.
Yes, he scored, and I think he was sent off that game?
He was, yeah, for an altercation. Yeah. I'm going to go a bit left field with this one, because I've already said Owen Dawson, but Andy Ball, he came on as a sub.
Look at this!
He came on as a sub!
Look at this! That's the equivalent of a showboat, right there. Andy Ball?
Yeah.
He's mucking it in.
Kirill Velev.
Correct.
Yes! Oh.
I thought that one would catch you out, because he's not playing.
He's not. He's, I think he's a combi, maybe, I think.
Oh, Sammy Gellin.
Correct.
Oh, that's a bold decision because he was at uni last year.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Peel. How many have we named?
You've got six for Peel so far, and we've got six for St. Mary's.
12. So
okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'm gonna go for Alex Harrison.
Correct.
Couldn't remember if he was injured or not.
I think who else have we got? Don McGreevy. I don't know if he played that game or not.
He didn't.
Play. Oh! Okay, one life gone each.
One life gone each.
I'm going to go for. Tom Wood.
Correct.
Yes. The stress on Dave's face at this point. I can see you visually trying to look at your notepad in your head. You know.
Oh, I can't read my notes. So, I'm going to go for Craig Murphy.
Oh, left field.
He played.
Oh,
he started.
Yeah.
Good shout, that Dave. I'm going to go for.
It's the business end now.
This is very much the business end. Now, we're allowed subs, aren't we?
Yeah.
Brian Crellin.
That's incorrect. You've lost this.
Good, because I had no one else to say.
Right, I'll go through the rest of the teams. So, yep. Just to let you know, Dave's won that. Therefore, he's got 3 points for
that. Nice one, Dave.
Thank you. That was lucky.
Right, so the people that you didn't name for Peel. Kerrin Christian, Luke Doherty, Eric Kelly, John Kelly, Daniel Lace, Mark Kelly off the bench and Matthew Skillicorn off the bench.
Yeah, Skilly. Yeah, he hit the ball
later on. St. Mary's, Declan Cummins, Darren Hudgen, Joshua Thomas, and off the bench, Luke Booth, Jordan Cooper, and James Murphy.
Right.
I'm going to go for. So we're only going to do two of these. I'm going to go for. Well, this is going to be a hard one as well.
Okay.
The other game I was going to do was the Woods Cup final in 2018-19. Because I think Hattie did a report on that one.
Yeah, I think I can't remember.
I think he did.
I thought that might have been a bit more difficult. But I'm thinking about where else we can gain time.
Okay.
This is going to be hard, but I think this will be good.
Yeah.
2010-11 FA Cup final, Russian United versus Lazio AFC.
Okay.
Andy, you can start this time.
Right, I'm going to go Russian. I'm going to say Steve Riley.
Yes.
Aaron Hawley.
No.
Shocker.
Incorrect. But I don't know, because I question this, but my resources aren't as great, so I apologise if this is wrong.
Adrian Rashid's word is final. So
exactly.
Yeah, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Right,
yeah.
So,
I think we're going to lose this one pretty quickly.
2010-11. Who else? I'm going to go for the one, the only Chris Shibben.
Correct. Did you report this game by any chance?
They almost went to one after a while, Rashid, to be honest. You remember the nil-nils?
Yeah, because there's been how many of them?
That's about it, to be honest. So it's your go now, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm going
to
go with
Delaney here, Dave.
Josh Kelly.
He did play.
Oh, there's a tick. That was a tick.
That was close. I thought that was game over then.
It's laid out differently, this one. I've had to physically write this one, whereas the other games, I'd taken a screenshot.
Right, Laxey. Right. We haven't had any Laxey in yet, have we? 2010-11. I'm going to go... Now, this guy had a lot of injuries, so maybe don't go for him. Gary Williams. He was a mainstay.
Yes.
No, he wasn't the one I was thinking about. He was never injured, Gary.
Yeah. Johnny Callow. Johnny Callow.
John Callow. That's his record.
It's game over.
Right, I'll read through the rest of these teams. For For Rushing United, I had Ross Mulligan, Ted Pepper,
ooh,
Adam Cregan.
Cregan. Lost a pub bag once.
Michael Baker.
Oh, Bakes.
Neil Kerfey.
Kerf.
I'm pretty sure Jordan Watson came off the bench for him. I had Justin Hawley.
Yes.
Fair enough, yeah.
That is a different person.
It is.
Who used to play for Lexi, actually.
There you go. I thought club captain Rotten Hawley would have been a fairly safe bet, but shocker.
There was also Kieran Brown, and then we also had Michael Edge, who was sub for him, was Tom Crane, and we also had Daniel Pownell.
Daniel Pownell.
Fair enough.
Right, for Laxey, we had Paul Gerrard.
Yep, Jez.
And then you didn't get any other players other than Gary Williams. Therefore, we've got Daryl Hazlitt. But Daniel Cooley came off the bench for him.
Right.
We had Screech Corlett, which Mike Fernandez came off the bench for him.
Screech, yeah. Why don't you go Screech?
Well.
We had Alan Harrison, Josh Thomas, who also featured in the game before.
Yeah.
We had Jim Travers. Danny Rose came off the bench for him. Yeah. Not Danny Rose, the Manx Danny Rose. We had Fraser Vaughan.
Yeah.
He must have been fairly young then, I imagine. Ash Webster.
Of course.
Lee Cowley.
Yeah, Lee was the one I was trying to think of. Because he had a spell where he got injured quite a lot.
Yeah.
And then another person I featured before, Darren Hudgen.
Oh,
of course, well.
One of his many clubs. Yeah. One of his many clubs. That was very good.
That was a great round, that.
Right, okay.
Oh, gosh.
Now it's time for Manx Football Mastermind.
Wow. Now, Agent, you were in contact with us a couple of weeks ago, and we had to put forward our specialist subjects, didn't it? Now, this, Dave, you really struggled with coming up with
it. Yeah, I'd like to just point out that Andy actually picked mine for me.
Yeah, because you were faffing around.
Yeah, I was busy working on the career.
So, go on, Agent, what have we got in store for us?
Okay, so I thought about flipping a coin to see who goes first, but who would like to go first?
Maybe. Dave?
Andy can have the honours.
Okay, I'll go first.
Should we flip the hobnob?
Let's flip the hobnob.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead.
Tails. It fell on my lap. And I got crumbs everywhere. Apologies. Right, so Dave, you get the choice.
Andy can go first.
Oh, okay.
Right, so Andy, can you tell me your specialist subject?
Mr. Rashid, my specialist subject is kit sponsors. I think, did I narrow it down to the last 10 years?
Yeah, so I've done my best.
Right.
There is variation on this, but you won't know.
Okay.
Right, okay. Question one. St. Mary's this season had what charity on their training kit?
Reach.
Correct. Oh, I need
Reach
to.
IOM to be gimmicks for their former podcast guest.
Of course. Exactly.
How many sponsors have Rycob had in the last decade?
Four.
One sponsor.
Oh, Micro Gaming.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You can pass these and come back to them. Because I'm not doing it at the same pace as the TV show. Jack's currently sponsor All Boys, but who had they sponsored before?
They've sponsored Union Mills and St George's, I think.
I only had Union Mills down, so I'll take that.
Knowledge.
Who sponsored the men's Isle of Man side during the Umbro tournament?
Boss, back office services.
I had Spobet.
SBOBet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How many property developers currently sponsor First Division teams?
Two.
Correct. Peel and Russian.
Dandora.
Haven
and Dandora.
What bank sponsored All Boys for a period?
Conister.
Correct. Who are the current sponsors of St. George's?
Is it Task?
Yeah, it is Task UK. Okay. It's right there.
Dave's got a flipping counter over there. You can take points back.
I'll take Task. Who were Douglas Athletic's first sponsor after its rename?
Butler's Choice.
Correct. Foxdale AFC away kit sponsor during the 2017-18 season shared its name with a comic book and a packet of crisps. Name it.
Pass. What a question that is. That's brilliant.
We can come back to it at the end if you have time. In the Ironman's FA Facebook page cover photo, how many teams do not feature a sponsor? They have like a collage.
I would say four.
It's three teams.
Oh, unlucky, mate. Unlucky.
Just so you know, it's Gubbs, Michael, and Moran.
Oh.
Right, we got, wait there. So, coming back to the past question, Fox Halo AFC away kit sponsored during the 2017-18 season, shared its name with a comic book. I've started, so I finish. With a comic book and a packet of crisps, name it.
I don't know.
Okay. It's DC Skips.
Oh, DC Skips. For all your skip needs.
Andy, you correctly answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions correct. Six questions correctly, and you passed on one.
Congratulations, Andy. That's six more than I'm going to get.
Thanks, agent. Right, now Famous Dave's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're Famous Dave's. Now...
Oh, dear. This is going to go badly, badly wrong.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised because... It's amazing how few Daves there are amongst
football.
Right, let's go for it. Question one. What restaurant has just sponsored Rykov under-14's training kit?
What?
Well, but you know half the answer already.
Well, Dave's Delicious Dogs.
That is correct!
Yay!
Which Dave is the highest goal scorer so far this season in the Canada Life Premier League?
Oh, God.
Don't you be looking at the results panel there.
No, I'm trying to think of any that have actually scored.
Pass it with you two.
I don't know. I'll just go for Dave Cole, even though he's probably not scored any.
It's Furo Davies. Now, see what I'm doing now.
That's cheeky,
Dave. There you have it. Okay. Oh, which cheeky. Dave was the guest in the 25th Manx Footy Pod episode?
Dave Murphy.
It's Dave Matheson.
Of course.
We've never had Dave Murphy.
I know. There you go. I told you it's going to go badly wrong. Honestly.
David Crane is currently the president at which Premier League club?
Peel?
Correct.
Yep.
Who said the following? Alexa never understands my accent.
Dave Norton.
According to Laxia AFC website, who is their leading scoring Dave?
Oh, good question.
Are we talking all time?
All time.
Dave Cole?
Is David Screech Cole?
He has played more games than everyone.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Which combination player was once described in the paper as Edgar Davids?
I have no idea. Pass. I don't know.
Are you going to come back to it, or are you going to...
Oh, I don't know. Well, I probably won't get it, so...
Which Famous David was the man of the match in the 1999-2000 Junior Cup final for Paul Rose?
Dave Skillen?
Correct.
Edgar Davids.
Which Dave scored a hat-trick in the 2005-06 Gold Cup final for Union Mills in a 4-0 victory over Colby?
David Tominey?
Correct.
Oh, knowledge.
What did Peter McElroy of the Manx Independent say Dave Phillips looked like?
Pass, I don't know. I don't, really don't know.
Edgar Davids.
Yeah.
Edgar Davids, are you done?
I'm done. I don't know. Okay. I've no idea.
Okay, so you passed on two questions.
Shocker.
And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. So not too far.
Not as bad as I thought I'd do, yeah.
So, just to confirm... which combination player was once described in the paper as Edgar Davids? That was by, I think that's one of your reporters, Ruah Iri.
Oh, yes. Oh, Man in the North, Rory. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he described David Hudson as Edgar Davids.
Fair enough.
Ramsey combi player.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that during the Barnet days?
I think he was donning a pair of goggles.
Oh, he's got glaucoma as well.
Yeah.
Dreads. And Peter McElroy, the Manx Independent, said Dave Phillips, who I believe was also of Manx Independent, looked like more like a turnip than a Swede.
Oh, God. Amazing.
Right, that's round three.
Brilliant
correct.
Questions.
Fantastic.
Oh, man.
Okay, so round four is higher or lower, or as I like to call it, play your appearances right.
Ooh.
This is going to be fantastic.
So I have an envelope here full of players.
He does actually have an envelope with him.
I need to specify...
Sealed? Is it?
Yeah.
Signed and sealed. So I need to specify that basically I have taken the appearances stats from Russian, Peel and Laxey.
Right.
And I've taken a selection of players and I'm going to draw out the first one. And the first player is... Ash Webster for Laxey, who got 77 of... Oh, no. My bad. Giving away. Right, let's just start Ash Webster for Peel,
yeah.
who got 77 appearances. Okay? So, Andy, would you like to do the honors?
I'll be honest, yeah.
It's one mark for each correct one.
Right, and it is...
Sean Kelly for Peel. Did he have higher or lower than Ash Webster for Peel?
Lower.
Correct. He had 51 appearances.
Ooh, that's a lot, actually.
Dave?
Yeah.
Who've you got?
Alex Maitland.
Alex Maitland for Russian.
Lower.
Lower than
55? 51?
Sorry, are we talking club games or island games here?
Club
games. Oh, higher, definitely higher. Sorry.
Dave's away.
He's still higher. You will be correct. He has 197 appearances for Russian, according to their website.
Who did he play for before he played for Russian, Dave?
I couldn't tell you.
Malou.
Oof, knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Right, next one out of the bag is Tom Wood Peel. So I think he's got...
God, you're getting some close ones here.
Yeah. So what was... Alex was
197.
Whew. I'm going to go less.
You sure?
Yep.
It's higher.
Oh!
He's got 205 appearances. So unfortunately, Andy, you are out of the running.
Alright. Dave's still going.
So this might be a quick round, but Dave, you can keep going to accumulate your points, which yes, I think please. You might need.
I definitely will need any help I can get.
So, really thought this was going to go on a lot longer, to be honest.
Oh, Mark Kelly, higher.
Mark Kelly, yes. 551 yeah. for Peel. So, and again.
Right. Ooh, speech court.
Ooh, that's close.
I don't know.
Ooh. We talked about this the other week, didn't we? Yeah. How many appearances you had?
I'm going to go lower, but I don't think it's much.
You'll be correct. It's 421.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, dear. This might be the one.
There's quite a lot in there.
No, I mean, that last one I get. Nick Hurts, so...
So this is Nick Hurts for Peel.
Yeah, I'll go less.
You'd be correct, he's got 265 appearances according to their official website. So you're definitely racking up the points now.
Need it. Jordan Watson, Russian. Obviously, it includes combi and stuff, doesn't it?
Mm. Well, you got to hope that Russians... up to date. I'd have to say Russians are probably the least up to date of the ones I saw, but...
I'm going to go lower, but it's risky on this one.
If you correct, 245, 20 appearances less than that.
I think they are correct, because you remember the other week when we had Matty and Mike in, and Matty was up to his 300th, wasn't he?
Yeah. No. Ryan Holdaway, Peel, I'll go higher. Close, but...
He had three more appearances. Oh, 248.
Jeez.
Dave's on a roll.
Pure luck, pure luck. I need all the help I can get with this. Joe Walters for Laxey. I'll go less.
85.
Yeah.
That's what you want, a last low one.
Yeah.
You wish you were still in, don't you?
Yeah, Tom Wood. Yeah. I'll never look at him in the same way again.
Danny Bell, Peel, higher.
481.
The confidence now, it's just exuding.
No,
from
don't
it,
say
it?
That. Mike Williams for Russian. I'll go lower.
165, according to their website. Gonna have to cap you soon.
Matty Lamb, Russian. What was Mike? He was
165.
We just talked about it.
Yeah.
Literally just talked about it.
Well, no, no, Matty Lamb though. I don't know. I'm gonna go lower. I don't know. I really don't know.
I just said he came in.
And he got a higher, but unfortunately you are incorrect. He's higher than Michael Williams, according to our official site. It's not as high as you said. He's got 197 appearances.
Maybe it's 200.
Yeah, but that's what makes me think it wasn't up to date.
Mm.
So,
there you go.
Well done, Dave. You capped out there of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I was going to cap you at 10 anyway.
Yeah, cool.
Nice one, Dave.
Okay.
Back in the lead now.
Just back in contention, hopefully.
So, Dave's got 9 there. Andy got 1. let me just fill in the rest of these so I'm up to date.
It's very good, isn't it?
This is. It's a lot more organised than anything we've ever had on the podcast before.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, round five.
Okay.
Now, to make sure I get this round correct, I definitely had a sticky note somewhere.
Is it on? Oh, this. I'm sure this is what Paxman does. Yeah. Who is your favourite TV quiz host, Agent Rashid? See, I described you as like William G. Stewart.
Yeah, I saw that. It's okay, I can remember off the top of my head, I'm that organised. Paxman's definitely up there because I like how he
surly
does not give anything about those contestants.
He's just there to do a job, isn't he?
Yeah.
But I like Bradley Walsh, I just like how he sort of takes the fizz out of it, but, you know.
Takes the fizz out of it.
Has the banter.
Yeah. But yeah, so if we go on to the final round, we've got two sets of questions, right? And these two sets of questions, they're both fairly difficult.
Okay, that's about our level.
But I think we should do another flip of the coin.
Okay.
Or I should say a hobnob.
You're going to catch it this time?
Yes. What are you saying?
I'll go for tails.
It's heads.
Right,
Andy, you have the choice of question set one or question set two.
Two.
Question set two. Okay. Right. 12 questions.
Yeah.
I will not be timing this.
Okay.
So it is quick fire, but it's not quick fire.
Yeah.
Okay. In the last 20 years, who did Eric Clegg say his two favourite footballers had been? Name one of them.
Sean Clay.
Incorrect.
Oh.
It's Chris Bass Jr. and Peter Langridge.
Oh. He does like Sean Clay, though.
What was Ronald's Way's FC's nickname?
The Rockets.
Correct.
Boom.
What the greatest nickname.
He's taken off now.
FC Isle of Man have applied to join which football league?
North West Counties Football League.
Correct. How many times did Nick Hurt win Division 2 Player of the Year?
Twice.
Three times.
Ooh!
Billy Crane scored for Derby AFC. It was their first ever goal in 1994. But what did he win the day before?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to say some sort of produce show. Best turnip.
You'd be incorrect, and for all you motorsport fans out there, he won the Senior Manx Grand Prix the day before.
There you go.
Good question.
What he would have got that one.
Which bank sponsored the shirts, the first ever Isle of Man women's match?
HSBC.
Correct. I think that was the year 2000.
How much has changed?
How many Ireland games / inter-Ireland games has Hattie reported at?
I'm going to say 7.
Yeah, that's what I would have gone for.
It is 7.
Oh. Well done.
Technically, Yins Mon wasn't an Ireland game, but he did caveat that when I did that, so I included it, so it is 7.
Yeah, he put his tweet out, didn't he? A standard tweet earlier this year about covering his 7th one. So, yeah.
Ah, there you go. Who knows? Who competes for the Mushroom Cup?
Moran and St John's.
Do they still do that?
I'm not sure. I think it's now the Monkey Brains Cup, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, that's correct. What brand of toothpaste do I use?
You don't.
that's minus points. That is definitely minus points.
I was hoping you would say Colgate,
because
that would be correct. But no. Name the four teams that are yet to win a game
this season. Right, are we talking first team and Combi?
First team and Combi.
Right,
I'm covering the tables here.
Governors, Combi.
Yeah.
Jim's. No, Jim's. No.
You need to lock in these answers.
Yeah, I'm retract Jim's. Who else has not won? Michael Combi?
Incorrect, you're all out. So it was Paul Rose, Ramsey.
Of course.
Govs Combi and Castletown Combi.
See, according to this, Govs Combi has won a game. The rest of them are fine, unless we've got our tables wrong here.
Agent's looking a bit sheepish now.
That was the only one he got right.
our tables must be wrong in the paper.
Okay, this is an obscure question for you. Okay, I wouldn't expect anybody to get this right. So, well done if you do.
Right.
In Eric and Hattie's book, Soccer with Three Legs, on page 103, the page about Union Mills, Matty Kane is in the squad picture, but he's not wearing a match kit. He's wearing a jumper. Can you tell me the animal that is on his jumper?
What a question.
You've got the book. You can check this.
It is... What if Matty Kane has a jumper on, what animal would he wear? I would suggest...
Oh, good question.
Is it...
It's a hell of a jumper.
Is it a tiger?
Ooh! He's knocked it out of the park.
It's a tiger.
That's an amazing answer.
There you go.
Why is he wearing that?
I don't know. But I would actually... Yes. It almost... Oh, wow. What an answer,
Matty
Andy.
Kane, I think it was Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah. That is an amazing picture.
Right. Your last amazing question answer of this final round is, who scored the first ever hat-trick for the Isle of Man women's team?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to go with Donna Shimmin because she's pretty good.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
A 4-0 win over Shetland in 2005.
Enjoy.
Well done, Andy. That was a great round for you.
Right, I'm not going to tell you how many you got right.
Okay.
Because I'm going to keep this.
Keep the suspense.
Keep going. Right. I forgot to show you what you're playing for, but I'm going to save it till after this.
Right.
And then there's one more question,
okay,
which we can lie it all on the table if you want. Okay?
Pressure.
Right. Yeah. What hat is associated with Chris Bass Sr.?
A Trilby.
Correct. Jerby's pitch was shared with which club during the noughties?
Oh, God.
Dave Norton, who played for Jerby.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I wasn't there when the other team were playing.
No. I honestly don't know, but I'll go with Kirk Michael.
It was Rycob.
Okay, fair enough.
Fox Hill also played at Jerby for a spell.
There you go.
Well, I wouldn't have known that. been... How many times have Peel been crowned top flight champions?
Oh, sugar.
Mm. 29 times. Oh, name one of the two teams Eric Clegg first reported on.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what a question.
I think that's 1978.
I'll go with Castletown.
It's Onken or Colby.
Should have gone Colby's former club.
Of course.
Who was the island's first junior development officer?
Oh, good question.
I have no clue. I don't have to pass on that one, I don't know.
You've definitely got the hardest set of questions, by the way. It's Andy Wadsworth.
Famed Sheffield United fan.
Yeah, fair enough.
What was unusual about the 1892 FA Cup final between Ramsey and Peel? That's 1892.
Was it replayed?
That's not...
That wouldn't be
unusual.
I'll give you another go at that. If you don't know, you don't
know. I don't know.
They shared the cup and they had to split it between them 6 months and 6 months.
Oh, well, okay, fair enough.
I don't know the reason. They replayed a couple of times and
there's
some falling out. Apparently Ramsey put seeds in the goal mouth. This is all in the book.
Controversy. Yeah. I like it.
What medal did the Ireland women's team clinch in the Ireland Games in 2009?
Silver.
It's bronze. Oh, God.
I would have gone for silver.
Can you name either of the teams in Hattie's first credited report?
Ooh.
He claims to have done quite a few reports before he got his name in the paper, so...
Union Mills, I don't know.
It was Kassan versus Russian. I would have taken the same logic as you did with
former
Eric.
Club.
Yeah.
Right, what brand of camera does Gary Waitman use?
Canon.
Correct. He said you'd get that right. Name the three teams with 100% record so far this season.
In all the leagues.
All the leages.
Well, you've got Corinthians and St Mary's Combi and Youthy Combi.
Combi Corner.
Yeah.
How many goals did Callum the Shire and Morrissey score in St George's 24-0 win over Royals?
8.
It was 9.
Oh.
Braddon are known as the Swans, but what other nickname have they been dubbed?
The Laundrymen.
The Laundrymen is correct. Okay.
One that called enough, in my opinion.
The only reason I remember that is because I asked Mark Wright that on that infamous podcast.
So.
Oh, Andy definitely won that round.
Yeah, so basically, Andy, that round you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 12.
Well done.
Dave, you got
2.
3 out of 12.
That last round's done for me, though, the old play your...
No, I still think you're going to win this.
With the...
Right, I'm going to add them up, right?
Right, okay.
Okay.
So you might want to pause this podcast at this point, I don't know.
So, Agent Rashid, you've done the calculations.
Yep, done the count up. So, Andy, you got 28.
Respectable.
Very. Well done.
This is the first one we have nothing to gain. Dave, you were ahead going into round 5.
Had a shocker.
Unfortunately, yeah. You got 3 marks, which left you 22.
Congratulations, Andy. Well done.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
Worthy winner.
Well, I do have a suggestion before I jet off.
Yeah.
I have one more question. Andy, are you willing to put it all on the line for this one question?
Yes, why not? It's Christmas.
Okay.
Okay. So, I have done maths up to the last podcast. I want to know how many minutes cumulatively are all the podcasts. The closest answer wins this amazing prize, which you haven't seen yet, which is a Manx footy calendar.
Oh amazing. Wow.
It's a desk calendar.
Give us a quick...
We'll go through them. So the cover page is the same picture on the mug. Look,
yep. Amazing.
We've got...
There he is. Hattie.
January.
His birthday's in January as well.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Legend.
Right.
Oh, that's lovely. That's...
I was in attendance that game.
Of course.
Agent Rashid.
I got a little bit bored, so I've just put funny pictures for the rest of the month. But I need to thank Gary Waitman for the permission to use these photos.
They are lovely.
This is amazing. This
Joseph Andrews. Oh.
So, I thought the best thing you could have...
Oh, this is... Oh, tell you what.
It's the best calendar I've ever seen.
This hurts me, this photo, but I put it at the end.
Yeah,
Dylan Pickles, the Gherkin, scoring in the final game
against
Eufy in, I think it was the Gold Cup final.
Yeah.
So that's what you're playing for. Are you willing to put it all on one?
I'm going
to
put it on one because it's Christmas and, let's do it.
Right, okay.
Let's build it to a crescendo.
I think the best way to go about this is, as you've won, I'll let Dave go first.
Okay.
Because then you might strategically vote on whatever way, and I think that's fair.
Okay. My maths is pretty terrible. So, let's have a look. We've done, 102, 103 episodes?
You tell me, Dave.
Well, you tell me. Oh gosh, I'm going to go for 60,000 minutes.
60,000 minutes?
No, 6,000. I don't know, I honestly have no idea.
So you're going 6,000 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I reckon you're a bit on the high side there, so I'm going to go 3,500.
Okay. You were wishing that you went for 65. Right, I can confirm you've done 102 episodes, correct?
Yeah. I think this is 103rd, yeah.
So there's a couple that are high and there's a couple that are low. I've calculated that in total, the podcasts, which I've listened to all of them, so
of
I've spent this long listening to them, 6,289 minutes, meaning Dave comes from behind to win the calendar.
Thank you very much. That's amazing. Let's face it, we're going to share it on the sports desk. However, this might be Andy's Christmas present. This
that,
is amazing.
That was fantastic, Mr. Rashid. Thanks very much.
That really was. Thank you.
For coming in, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. Can we lock you in for next year?
Yeah,
absolutely. I need to start preparing the quiz now.
Yeah, right. Now, you're very kindly, you've given us a mug, and there is one, obviously, the calendar. There is 2 mugs up for grabs, isn't there?
Yeah. Two more.
And now, yesterday we ran a quick competition on our social media where you just had to like and share, and let the kids say. Now, we had 20 odd entries, which is pretty impressive. It shows you the love that there is for you, Mr. Rashid.
I do it all for charity.
Right, now what I want you to do is get your pen, close your eyes, and then just in the bottom, and then just drop it on one, and I'll tell you who the first one is. The first winner is... Dave Matheson.
Oh, he loves it.
Right. And then here we go again. That is... Let me have a look. That is Jamie Curfey. Congratulations.
Well done, Jamie.
He won't be listening to the podcast.
that's very confident.
Let's pick another one then.
No. I'll make sure that someone gets these mugs out to people.
I will sort out Dave's.
Yeah, and I will bring this back up to Ramsey, where I will be based for one night only because I am jetting off.
Yeah, your page has just gone off, so you now have to shoot off, don't you, into the gloom of the December afternoon. As I said, thanks very much for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
Any other big things coming up that you can tell us about? Obviously, January is a big busy time for you guys as an agent.
No, I'm just all the volunteering that I'm doing, all the charity work. I'll be donating all my salary for December to charity.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. That's a very bold gesture.
Put that on your front page. but no, thanks for having me. Thanks for the hobnob.
No worries. Any personal appearances coming up? There's a new bar in Ramsey, I believe. Are you going to be opening that soon? Or?
I haven't been asked.
Oh, dear.
I'm off the grid a little bit, you see.
Well, I need a bit of downtime. You've had a busy year, to be fair, haven't you?
Yeah.
So any hopes for 2020?
Hopes. Always hopes, mate. Always hopes.
Yeah. On that resounding such and touching note, it's probably best that we let you leave. And just like that, Agent Rashid sailed off back to Ramsey. But fear not, we've got a few bits of housekeeping to mop up, as it were, before we finish this. It's our last episode of the year, Dave.
It is. I'm of the decade, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's been memorable.
Yeah, it has been memorable. I hope you've enjoyed the quiz. Thanks again to Agent Rashid for coming in and doing that. But there's no football this weekend, this 21st, but there is on the 28th. We've got a full programme in both the Premier Life Premier League and JCK Division 2. Game of the day in the top flight for me, Dave. Old Boys versus St Mary's, in a game you're planning to go to.
Yes, that'll be good. It'll be my first match in a few weeks. We should also obviously point out that it goes without saying there's no Railway Cup final on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
We've got the backlog of fixtures, and so obviously there's still several games that need to be played.
You spoke to Meps, didn't you, about that this week?
Yeah, and the problem is obviously fitting in the fixtures. The next, as far as I can tell, the next round of available date for rearranged fixtures will be the February 15th. So we are talking a little while away yet. We're talking March or April for the Railway Cup final.
The other thing we should probably clear up is which I misunderstood actually the other week, was the Corinthians game with Paul Rose was called off because of illness.
Yes.
Now, at the time, I thought Corinthians had been given a win, but that's not the case, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not. Again, I spoke to Meps, and it's going to be rearranged when they can. I think, basically, the league management committee and the clubs obviously thought it would be a bit unfair for both clubs, really, because, it could have affected goal difference. Yeah. If it's awarded as a 3-0 win, that might not be a fair reflection. So, yeah, it's going to be replayed now, so we're looking at that in the new year. But so hopefully everyone in the Pulley team is recovered from whatever illness it was.
I think they played last week, didn't they? And then put any sort of rough idea of when the final's going to be?
I know. We Mets mentioned the possibility of March or April, but again, it hinges on a lot of things. It depends how. Because obviously it's cup season, isn't it? Very nearly upon us now with the FA Cup a couple of weeks away, and then you've got the Woods Cup starting, so. Yeah. Who knows, but we are looking towards the tail end of the season now.
Yes, of course, the FA Cup first prelim round, first round. That kicks off January 4th, and we may hope podcast before then, but I think that we might be being a bit ambitious, so it might be the following week that we're back with the podcast.
Yeah, I'll just quickly run through the prelim draw for anyone who doesn't know. So we've got Laxey v Corinthians, Moran Russian, St Mary's versus Douglas and District, Michael versus Douglas Athletic, Union Mills v Onken, Peel versus St John's, a bit of a Western derby going on there. Braddon versus Youthy, St George's Governors Athletic, and Jim's versus Ayr.
So all those ties take place on Saturday, January the 4th. If you're not been mentioned, it means you've got to buy, you lucky so-and-so. Right, so back to this week, not this weekend, the following weekend, Saturday, December 28th, the Canada Life Premier League, the last fixtures of the year, Old Boys versus St Mary's, Dave. It looks to me St Mary's win.
It does, but we have to mention Old Boys last week got a fantastic win against Laxey. That a great result for them, their biggest win of the season so far. They'll be full of confidence. It's at Blackberry Lane, so obviously we don't know what the pitch is going to be like, but the Old Boys they'll be wanting to cause a few problems for St Mary's. But St Mary's, they're just ruthless, aren't they? They're going about their business. 8-0 winners against Pulley last week. It's hard to see them not winning that game, to be honest.
Ramsey versus Laxey, we've mentioned the wheels have come up off a bit recently with Laxey. They drew with Pulley and then getting beaten by Old Boys last week. They really sort of... No, the season's been great no matter what so far, but they could do with bouncing back against a Ramsey team that have also Their performances have improved recently.
Well, yeah, they only lost 2-1 to Peel last week at Peel, so a great performance by them, by all accounts. Ramsey, you know, they might now be thinking, well, this is where we can get the first win of the season, or points at least. It's going to be close, but, you know, Laxey have got to go into it as favourite. I know they had a few of their uni brigade back in the combi. I will go on to that later on, but... so, you know, they're going to have a bit of a stronger squad for that game. So I think the Miners will win.
Will we call Ramsey Laxey a derby?
Of sorts.
Well, there's another derby of sorts at Crosby as Moran host Peel. It's 28th. It should be a decent laugh down there, at least if nothing else, on Saturday, a week on Saturday.
Yeah, with the monkey brains.
Yeah, Peel will be favourites, but that tight Moran pitch does... act as a bit of a leveler, doesn't it?
It does. You know, Moran put up a good fight against Russian last week. It was only 2-0. And I think, again, they just seem to be... They keep plugging away and finding a bit of form. But, I think this will be a step too far. Peel should win this.
Corinthians versus Douglas Athletic, a game I watched the reverse fixture, which actually was remarkably 1-1 at half-time and 11-2 at full-time to Corinthians. Corinthians will be favourites for this. They need to...
bounce back after that.
Having lost to St George's 4-3, having been 2-0 up, they need to bounce back to sort of keep this title charge going. When we had Blade and Stewie in the other week, that's the ambition, isn't it? They're going to try and challenge for the silverware.
Absolutely, and they're right in the mix. You know, they're fifth at the moment, but they've got games in hand. They're very well placed to challenge. I think the Whites will be too strong in this one. I think it should be a fairly comfortable home win. But Dafra on their day, we know that they can push the so-called bigger teams hard, can't they?
Well, they beat St George's only. Well,
there you go.
So the inspiration is there, so to speak. Paul Rose versus St George's is the last game in the Premier League on, again, as I say, Saturday, December 28th. No games this weekend. Paulie's season, you know, a bit of a battering last week, 8-0. St George's coming to the Springfield Road. You'd expect St George's to take the win there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you certainly would. You know, fair play to Pulley. They keep plugging away. You know, they've had issues with player availability this year, but they just keep going. Sooner or later, they're going to start getting results. They won't have targeted this one at all. This will be a fairly straightforward Geordie's win.
JCK Division 2, 6 games, all kicking off at 2 p.m. As are all the games in the top flight next weekend, 2 p.m. kickoffs. Colby versus Onken, this is probably the big game for me in the second tier next Saturday. This should be a cracker, shouldn't it? I think Hattie's planning to head up there before he goes off on a cruise for 2 weeks there. I don't know what we're going to do without him.
It all falls apart when he's not in.
Yes, but Colby Onken should be a good game to see him on his way.
Yeah, it's second versus fourth. There's only 1 point in it between the two sides. And we talked about it a lot, how close it is in Division 2. This was just too close to call. I might sit on the fence and call a draw with this one, you know what I'm like, but it should be an entertaining game nonetheless.
I think the Carl Hickey factor may tip this in the host's favour. Right, elsewhere, Rykov take on Braddon, which again, the game looks quite tight on paper. Youthy have pulled off an eye-catching signing last week with Darren Hutchinson. He featured against off the bench, but that was not a bad result for them against an air team that are playing well at the moment.
Yeah, it was. They've just gone through a bit of a transitional few weeks, Youthy. They just seem to have struggled a little bit to get the results, but I think the performances are still fairly good up there. And they've got a really good team, so this will be a good game, this, I reckon. Braddon, you know, again, they're just going about their business. They're in sixth at the moment. Again, they're only a few points off top, so they're well placed again. So I'm going to sit the fence again. Sorry, mate.
I think the host might just edge that. You know, Braddon won't only be travelling that far north this time.
That's true.
Foxdale versus Maluna. Foxdale, Billy Moat is holding them to ransom once again, isn't it? The momentum is sort of disappearing, isn't
it, with
Foxdale. How many games have they played? Eight?
They have played 8 games, 1-5. So
if they win those games in hand, they're going to definitely be up in the mix at the top end of the table. But it's about getting those games played, isn't it? And this is another home fixture against Maloo.
Yeah, I mean, if it goes ahead, yeah, Foxdale are strong favourites to win this. Maloo have improved in the last few weeks. Oh, they signed Ash Egan. Is a good sign for them.
Yeah, he's re-signed from Old Boys.
And they'll be looking to him to inspire them. But, to be honest, I think this will go Foxdale's way.
If indeed it does go ahead.
Yeah.
Dunstan District versus Air United. Now, Air are bubbling along nicely at the top at the moment, aren't they? And I think... they will go into this one as favourites, but we've heard it a few times on podcasts this year. I think we even heard it from the Air Boys last week. no one likes going to Nobles Park to play in that tight pitch.
Yeah, the pitch is a leveler.
Yeah. The slope is a leveler, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I know we repeat ourselves so much. D&D, they've always got that result in them. And they had a good result last week. They were away at Michael and they drew 3-3 in a game in which Kieran McNulty scored twice and Andy Glover scored on his debut for the Westerners. So, you know, D&D have got it in them. And at home, they'll make life difficult, but... I mean, they are the team to beat at the moment in the second division. Sean Kelly got a couple of goals last week. I mean, when he's in form, you know, you're on song, aren't you? So I think the Tangerines should win.
Jim's versus St John's. Again, this to me looks like it should go the way of the away side. But Jim's, we looked at the goal scorers from last week and recent weeks. They've got some good players in that squad, haven't they?
They really have. And it's just about getting their strongest team out if possible. You know, there's a lot of talent down there. Again, with it being down in Tramode, we don't know what the pitch is going to be like, if it'll survive the weather at the moment. If it goes ahead, though, as you say, I can't really look past St John's getting a win because they're still flying high. They're within touching distance at the top as well.
Talking about the teams at the top, Union Mills are definitely in that mix, and they take on Governors Athletic in the last game in JCK Division 2 next Saturday, December 28th. This, to me, home win all day, but... if it's windy up at Gary Moore, it's not a place to play football, is it?
No, it's not. And performances, if not results, have improved a bit for Governors since Tony Sewell took back over in the hot seat. 4-1 against Governors. I mean, that's a reverse fixture from the start of the season.
Who did they play, sorry?
Last week, the Governors played Colby.
Colby, yeah.
Yeah, and that's obviously a reverse from the opening day when Carl Hickey
scored.
Yeah, so that's an improvement in itself. So, you know, performances are there for Governors. They'll just want to keep plugging away. But this, all day long for me, has a Union Mills win written all over it.
So those are the games taking place on Saturday, December 28th. And what are the last set of league fixtures of the calendar year? Or, as Dave said, the decade.
That's it.
Before we go, Dave, Comedy Corner.
Yeah, Corinthians have claimed the Christmas number one spot in Comedy One. Sorry, I had to get that in there. They claimed their 11th win in 11 games thanks to a 4-1 win over St George's last week. Danny Oram got a couple. Callum Campbell and Chris Cannell also scored for the Whites, and Conor Hislop scored for Geordies. Previously, the St Mary's weren't in action. They've obviously won all of their games so far, have now got a game in hand. But Rushen have cemented third place. They had a very high scoring 9-2 win at Moran. Chris Shimmin got a couple of goals. There's also a couple of own goals. Aaron Hawley, Hayden McClarney, Andrew Moody, Harvey Neal and Dan Shuttleworth all scored for them. Noah Dale Beaton and Andy Hollis scored for the Crosby outfit. Laxey have closed the gap on fourth place Geordies with a 4-3 win all boys that mirrored their first team score. And I mentioned it before about the Uni Brigade being back. Listen to the scorers for them. They had Andy Burkett, Joe Burrows, Sam Greasley and Joe Walters. Not bad players to have in your combi, are they? Dom Dawson, Aaron Larracy and John Quirk scored for the old boys. Elsewhere, Ramsey claimed a fine 5-1 win over an understrength Peel. Martin Tour, he got a couple of goals, so did Kieran Lees, and Jabrani Mutik also scored. Thomas Brown scored for Peel, and is that Sam's?
Sam's 16-year-old son, I think it was his senior debut. Those of you who look at the junior results in the Indy every week, he's been spanging him in for the Peels under 16, so it's nice to see him step up to the senior level.
Yeah, well done, Thomas.
I think they're predicting bright things for him, so
watch the space.
Yeah, we're interested to see how he gets on.
And the last game in Combi 1, Douglas Royal thrashed Castletown 6-1. Chris Anderson and Simon Dooley both got braces, and Jack Pearce and Dom Smith also scored. And James Martin netted for the Mets. In Combi 2, Youthy have racked up their 13th win of the season to stay 8 points clear of D&D at the top. They beat Ayr 2-1. It was a close game in that one, but they got the win thanks to goals from Jason Orr and Braden Birchall. Zach Eskuska, I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong, he netted for the Tangerines. D&D, as I say, they're still second. They beat they beat Michael 6-4 in a high-scoring game down there. Dylan Hanna got a hat-trick. Andrew Dosser, Graham Gorn and Tony Stewart netted for them. Jack Smith got a brace and Damien Owen and Kenny Dyack got the goals for the Aces. Elsewhere, third place Brad weren't in action, but fourth place Jim's lost 5-1 at home to Maloo. Good result for the Southerners there. Ash Egan, you just mentioned him, he scored. Mike Pardo, Liam Townsend, Kieran McCaffrey and Charlie Delborg netted for them. And Adam Johnson got 2 for Jim's. Elsewhere, St John's were 5-2 winners at Union Mills, thanks to braces from Richard Wynn and Peter Ward, plus a goal from Leon Harrison. And then Colby were the biggest winners of the day. They thrashed Governors 10-1. Sam Woolland led the way with 4. And Connor Thompson and Jamie Hardy both got 2. And Dave Thomas and Mikey Thompson also scored.
Some strong, familiar first team names in those goal scorers today. I think it shows you that maybe the postponements are beginning to bite.
Definitely. So a very high scoring day in Combies.
Now, I haven't asked you to do Dave Reed's weather this week because obviously there's no games this week. But what's the prediction on a white Christmas, Dave?
It doesn't look particularly good. There's going to be quite a bit of rain, I think, over Sunday till Tuesday. I'm not sure about Wednesday, Christmas Day yet, but yeah, I think white Christmas might be pushing it a little bit.
Right, okay.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah. Well, thanks again to Agent Rashid. Now he's probably maybe the windy corner by now. Probably.
Well, he's in his private jet, so he'll be somewhere.
Thanks for coming in and doing the quiz. It was very enjoyable. Please remember, Dave Matheson, if you're listening, and Jamie Curfey, you are the lucky winners of a bespoke, I'm going to say bespoke, not the right word, unique.
It is.
Manx 40 Morgue.
And we have to say, though, when it comes to this quiz, everyone's a winner.
Yeah. So please do get in touch and we can sort out. Jamie, I believe the agent's going to take yours back north for you. Dave, if you slide into our DMs and we'll sort out when you can collect your mug. Right, Dave, that's it for this episode and for the year.
It is. It's been a pleasure as always, Andy.
Yeah, we will be back probably the second week in January. We might have to negotiate with our tyrant of a boss when we can get half an hour off to do the next podcast. But yes, potentially probably about the 9th of January, I think, the next podcast.
So all that's left to say is Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year.
I echo those sentiments exactly. Feliz Navidad.